eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, and I appreciate everyone that's jumped on, been listening, especially recently. We've had a lot of downloads the last couple months, and I appreciate that. I know it's a big time, obviously, with the Phillies and the playoffs and the Eagles here, off to an 8-1 start. Very excited time at Philadelphia Sports, and I appreciate every single one of you take some time to listen to WIP Daily. Of course, our YouTube feed, Tucker joins me there a couple times a week. We put up video podcasts. Check it out, the 90 for WIP YouTube pod. All right, so we're halfway through the NFL season here. We're at the Eagles bye week. And there's a lot of chatter out there about the NFL MVP, Jalen Hurts' status in this race. He is currently, as we record this on the Wednesday of the bye week, second in the odds over FanDuel Sportsbook, my sportsbook of choice, plus 320. The favorite is Patrick Mahomes at plus 240. Lamar Jackson, 5-1, is third. Tua Tagovailoa is fourth at plus 650. And then Joe Burrow, 9-1, is the fifth favorite right now. I actually think the odds are off on this. I really do, in a significant way. And this is, right now, the most difficult NFL MVP race to handicap that I've seen in a very long time. I'm going to give you my ballot, how I would go through it right now. But I think there's a legitimate case to be made for 10 or more players to be the NFL MVP. And I think we're heading for a year where it could be a surprise, where someone could jump up and steal the NFL MVP award. I really believe that. We could have a topsy-turvy end of the season. Maybe a team that's, not a top seed or not near a top seed right now has a big run towards the end of the season, and you get someone who, I don't know, maybe is sitting at 40-1, 45-1, runs up and goes and wins an MVP award, because the top guys are all flawed this year. Like, there's no slam dunk case, and I include Jalen Hurts in that. So let me give you my ballot. I'll go 1-5. I'll tell you why I put them in that spot, really what stands out to me about the season they are having this year, and for the good and the bad, why they're not higher and why they are what they are. And then I'm going to give you five more names that I don't believe right now deserve the MVP, but all of them, in a different year, I could see getting a top five vote on my ballot in a different year. Now, right now, they're all below it, but someone gets hurt, someone drops out, something happens. Any of these five guys that I'm going to mention after the top five all have had MVP type of impact on this season so far. So here's how I go my ballot. Number five for me is Christian McCaffrey. It's been a long time, really long time, 2012, since a non-quarterback won the award. I have two more non-quarterbacks you'll hear about coming up in a little bit. But this non-quarterback, Christian McCaffrey, is a difference-making player. I mean, when he's healthy, he's a special player. Leads the NFL in rushing yards. His success rate is only 55%. Over 81 yards rushing per game. He has 9 rushing touchdowns. He has 4 receiving touchdowns, including 32 receptions. A success rate over 70 in the pass game. 13 total touchdowns in 8 games. I mean, we're talking about a year where Christian McCaffrey might have put up 25 to 30 touchdowns. I mean, that is LaDainian Tomlinson kind of stuff. That is, you know, Marshall Faulk kind of stuff. That's Emmitt Smith kind of stuff. That's MVP level stuff out of that position. You can't just pitch it almost say he's a running back because the guy's on pace for 60 something catches this year. That's how good he is in every area. They put the ball in his hands a lot. I mean, over and over and over again, he gets the football in his hands. I mean, it really is, he's getting the ball on average, I would say, about 21 times per game. So the ball's in his hands a lot. He's a significant part of the Niners. He's on my ballot at number 5. Number 4 on my NFL MVP ballot right now is Patrick Mahomes. I know he's the favorite, and, you know, some of that is the preseason money on Mahomes. Like, you can't drop him down. And his team is trending towards being, again, the number one seed in the conference, but, or at least they'll have a real chance to be at 6-2. I don't think Mahomes is having an otherworldly season. He is 7th in the NFL in completion percentage. He is 3rd in passing yards. He is in passer rating 11th in the NFL right now. He's, you know, in QBR, he's 3rd. It's not, you know, in terms of Mahomes seasons, in terms of what we're used to out of Patrick Mahomes, this isn't his best. He's 12th in yards per attempt. I mean, he has not had the typical special season. I think statistically his profile is way, way, way less than what we are accustomed to. And even his success rate is 50%. I mean, it's way less than what we're accustomed to. I know they're 6-2, but that's really more on the back of their defense than it is on the back of Patrick Mahomes. He is in the mix. If they finish very strong and he has a little bit of a bump statistically, he'll probably win it because this is what we do. We give it to the number one seed and the best quarterback, and he is the best quarterback in the game. He's just not had the best season this year. He's number 4 on my list, Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he's had an otherworldly season by his standards. Number 3, and I had difficulty between 3 and 2. It's very close, and obviously these guys are always linked. But my number 3 right now is Tua Tagovailoa. He leads the NFL in passing yards. He's completing 69.5% of his passes, which is 4th. He, in terms of success rate, he is 3rd. In terms of passer rating, he is number 1. In terms of QBR, he is number 6. It's a very, very strong profile for Tua. They're 6-3. I believe they're going to win their division. Now, it's fallen a little bit. Yards per attempt, by the way, he's number 2. It's fallen a little bit. So I don't think we are having the kind of conversation we were having 3, 4, 5 weeks ago where he looked like the favorite. So it's fallen a little bit here. But I wouldn't say it's fallen to the level where it's like, oh my goodness, he's out of the mix. No, he's either 2 or 3. Should be 2 or 3 on every ballot. He's having that kind of season right now for the Miami Dolphins. Number 2, I put Jalen Hurts right now. And I do this with a little bit of pause because I don't believe Jalen Hurts statistically has had an MVP kind of season. Now, his team is 8-1, and that's his biggest marker right now. And he's rebounded the last 2 weeks, especially statistically, to start trending towards MVP numbers where this is, you could put him in this mix. He's now 6th in completion percentage. He is 5th in the NFL in yards. In terms of touchdowns, I think, what are we dealing with now altogether? There's 15 passing touchdowns, and then you throw in, what does Jalen Hurts now have rushing touchdowns with all those tush pushes? He has 7, so we're talking about 22 total touchdowns. That's a big, big number for anybody. Yards per attempt, he's 4th. Yards per completion, he's 7th. Passer rating, he is 10th. QBR, he is 7th. So it's a very good profile that you add together with the number one seed right now and the best record in the NFL, and that's really going to push him forward. Now, one thing I do think that hurts him in this is he's not running as much as he has been in the past. Now, he's getting rushing touchdowns, so he's got that kind of statistical profile with it, but he's not a dual threat right now. He is just a passing quarterback with good.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Passing statistics. Not otherworldly, not overwhelming, but good passing statistics. I put him at number 2. The number one reason is he wins. He plays playing hurt, which you give him credit for. And he's got a team at 8-1 right now. And his numbers are certainly trending in the right direction. One knock on him, though, that I can't ignore is 11 turnovers. He has 4 fumbles, 3 have been lost. He has 8 interceptions. You look at the interception leaders in the NFL, and the only quarterbacks with more are Josh Allen, who I don't believe is an MVP candidate right now, Sam Howell, Mac Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, that is a pretty significant thing. And I just want to go back just to last year in terms of interceptions. Mahomes was 7th in the NFL in interceptions, winning the award. In 2021, I believe, who won the award in 21? Was that, I guess it was probably Mahomes again? I'm trying to make sure I got this right. 2021, who won the MVP in 21? 2021, let me make sure I got this locked down. Oh, that was Rodgers. All right, Rodgers won the MVP in 2021. Excuse me, as I lost my kind of compass here. And in 2021, Aaron Rodgers finished, let me just make sure I got this, he finished with 4 total interceptions. Total interceptions. And that was 38th in the NFL. 38th in the NFL. In 2020, Aaron Rodgers won the MVP as well. And Aaron Rodgers that season in 2020, as he won MVPs in back-to-back years, only had, let's see if I can find his name on this list here. Aaron Rodgers, 2020, only had 5 interceptions. And he didn't finish anywhere near the top 10. Lamar Jackson in 2019 won the MVP award. And we're talking that year, he had a very, very small amount of interceptions. He only had 6, 25th in the NFL. Typically, MVP quarterbacks do not throw a top 5 amount of interceptions. Mahomes finished 9th in 2018 when he won his first MVP. Back to 2017, Tom Brady, only 8 interceptions. That was 21st in the NFL. And we could keep doing this. Matt Ryan in 2016, interceptions. He had a pretty small amount considering how much he threw the football that year. Yeah, Matt Ryan in 2016 when he won his MVP, 7 interceptions. So Hurts, now if it changes, it changes. And maybe he'll just finish the year with 9. He has 8 right now. But he's got a pretty big amount of turnovers for an MVP quarterback. He's 2nd for me right now. He is not number 1. Number 1 right now is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson leading the Ravens to a 7-2 record. I understand how good their defense is, but Lamar is completing 71.5% of his passes. It leads the NFL. I find that super impressive for a guy that they moved to a pass-first offense. And I wonder, like, is this actually best for Lamar Jackson because of how dynamic of a runner he is? The running game is still significant for him. He has 14 total touchdowns, a little bit lower than everybody else, so that's a knock on him. But his yards per attempt are 4th in the NFL, or tied with, you know, Lamar Jalen for 4th in the NFL. His yards per completion is 12th in the NFL. His passer rating right now is 6th in the NFL. He's done a lot this year. Now, one knock on Lamar is QBR only has him at 11th, not a top 10 guy. Meanwhile, you know, Mahomes is 3rd, and 2 is 6th, and Hurts is 7th. But I think it's been a pretty dynamic season for Lamar Jackson this year, leading a team that's number 1 in the AFC right now and only 3 picks, which I do think is a pretty big thing here. He's 2nd in the NFL in interception percentage. Lamar Jackson would get my vote right now for the NFL MVP. So 1 through 5, Lamar 1, Hurts 2, 2 of 3, Mahomes 4, Christian McCaffrey 5. I've got 5 more names. Actually, I think I'll put 6 more names that I think, you know, really deserve a look for the NFL MVP award. And that would be Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown, a pair of receivers. Tyreek Hill's 50-1 at FanDuel. A.J. Brown 130-1. I throw them with McCaffrey. At some point in a weird year, do we think about a non-quarterback? I don't think it is unfair to think about a non-quarterback. They've both had enormous seasons, 1,000 yards each as we get to the halfway point. Jared Goff, quarterback in a team that has a very good chance to get the number 1 seed. Jared Goff has had a tremendous season this year. We're talking about 68.3 completion percentage. We're talking about a guy that his yards per game is 5th in the NFL. His passer rating right now is 12th in the NFL. His QBR, Jared Goff, is top 10. He's played to a top 10 level without question. Jared Goff deserves merit and consideration. You know, Joe Burrow's gotten a lot of buzz the last couple weeks. He went from 40-1 to 9-1 to FanDuel. I actually think it's gotten a little out of control. He needs to do a lot more. First of all, he's not even leading his division. Second, he's got to do a lot more statistically to make up for how bad he was the first few weeks with the calf injury. Now, he might, because look what he's done the last few weeks. I think Joe Burrow is, and the Bengals are, a better bet to win the Super Bowl than he is to actually win the MVP. It's hard to recover, the way I view the award, from where he started statistically. So Burrow's in the mix, but I think his odds are a little crazy right now. 2 more. I'm not writing off Brock Purdy. I you know, he deserves to be talked about. He leads the NFL in, right now he is at number one in, he's number two in passer rating. He is number two in QBR. That's a pretty, and he's number one in yards per attempt. I mean, that is a pretty significant profile for this quarterback. Now, he's had three bad weeks in a row. They've had three losses. We'll see how he bounces back. Don't be surprised if we hear his name again. And one more name, as I get to 11 names, it shows how wide open this is, that I'll just throw it the way back end of the ballot. I know that he's going to win it. They're 4-4. You got to be better than 500. The season that CJ Stroud has had has been remarkable for the Houston Texans. Leads the NFL. Leads the NFL in interception percentage. A 14-1 touchdown interception ratio. Remarkable start to CJ Stroud's career. A 102.9 passer rating. A 62.2 QBR. He's only taken 18 sacks in 8 games. His completion percentage is way down compared to the rest of these guys and the quarterbacks we're talking about. If you look at a completion percentage this year, his 62 mark ranks 25th in the NFL, tied with Ryan Tannehill, who's just benched, Deshaun Watson, who's been mostly a disaster for the Browns, barely ahead of Justin Fields. That's the one area where Stroud is not prolific. It is his completion percentage. Everything else, it does point to MVP-level stuff. I mean, it really does. It's really, really high-level stuff out of CJ Stroud. I don't think he's actually a candidate, but again, it's a weird year. I mean, you may go find someone. There might be someone I didn't mention. I mean, there really might. I mean, you go through it. I think you can make a case for a lot of guys, especially because the top guy, Lamar, people view the defense, and he doesn't have an enormous amount of touchdowns. It's like, all right, having a really good year, is he the MVP? Hurts has a lot of turnovers. Tua, people think he's carried by the coach and the receivers. Mahomes not having as close to his best year. McCaffrey, a running back. Hill, Brown, receivers. Goff, no one really wants to put him in that category. Burrow had a terrible start to his season. I think we're in a year where someone could steal the MVP right now. My vote would go to Lamar Jackson. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Of course, the video podcast feed, 94WIP. Check out the YouTube page. Myself, Tucker Bagley, of course, clap your hands and go Birds and high hopes. All of us and a lot here within WIP. We put up stuff on the stream. Go check it out, 94WIP, the YouTube page. We will talk soon on WIP Daily. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and following. Have yourself a great day.